I invite you to turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. We'll be taking a break from the Gospel of Mark today. I want to just take this opportunity to encourage you this next week is a time that we gather together with family, with friends, and on Thursday, it's the national holiday, Thanksgiving Day. So I just want us to take some time this morning to think about and ask ourselves the question, who are we thankful for? Who are we thankful for? Luke 17, starting in verse 11, says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I am truly thankful for the blessing of being here, the blessing of this house which you have built, and that you have made us a part of. Father, you have brought together these living stones. Father, these stones that you have made alive by your grace and by your Spirit. And Father, you have made us into a habitation, a house in which we are here, Father, to praise and glorify your name. We are here to worship you. We are here to declare your goodness, to declare your greatness, to declare your power and the salvation which you have wrought. Thank you, Father, for bringing us to this place today. Thank you for these hymns that you have given us to be able to sing that draw our hearts out in adoration and praise of your goodness and who you are. Father, we pray that you'll use your word today to encourage us, to challenge us, Father, that we may take a look at our own life and, Father, make sure that we are being thankful to the one who has saved us, the one who has blessed us so abundantly. Father, I ask that you would give us listening grace and the ability to be able to apply this message to our lives. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, you know, this week is a great week. I love this week. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. I just look forward to so much this time that we get to gather together as families, as individuals, even to gather together with family. But families gathering together with families, I think, is especially just a wonderful time that we get together and we get to spend time one with another, and during this time, we're able to think about, as families, all that God has blessed us with, and how God has blessed our families, everything that He's provided for us. We can see His hand of providence in our lives. We can give Him thanks for all the natural blessings that we have. But much more than that, I think what's been wonderful, I know in my own family, is we're able to have this time to spend together to think of all the spiritual blessings that God has blessed our family with. And I pray that as you spend this time with family and as you enjoy maybe a couple days off from work or even this week off from school, that you'll be able to take the time set aside and make sure to really spend these days in thankfulness to God for not only the natural benefits to you as an individual, but also that much more that you'll spend time looking at the spiritual blessings that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ and the spiritual blessings that He has blessed our families with. And as I just began to think about that this week in anticipation of this holiday, what I was asking myself is, Lord, am I more thankful for the things that you have blessed me with? Am I more thankful for the family that you've given to me? Am I more thankful for these things than I am thankful for you? And I think that we need to take an honest look at our hearts and ask ourselves that question, because one of the things that can happen with us, ones who are so blessed, ones who are so fortunate, ones who have so many comforts in our life, and all of these things are the blessings of God, and we should be thankful for all of them. But what we have to be careful, and what I have to be careful with, and what I'm encouraging you today, this morning with, is don't forget about the God who you are to be the most thankful for, who is the fountain of all these blessings. Don't just be thankful for all the things that He has blessed you with, or don't just concentrate on the what of what you should be thankful for, but make sure of priority that you are thankful for God Himself, that you are thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ Himself above all else. And it's when we are thankful in this way, when this is our priority, when God is our priority and what we're thankful for, if we had no other natural blessings, if we had no other things that we were to be thankful for, we can be ultimately thankful for God Himself, who God is, and if He has caused us to know Him, this is the supreme thing to be thankful for, this Thanksgiving. And so I want us to think about today being thankful for who God is, and being thankful for Him above all else. So the proposition is simply this: we need to be thankful for God Himself in revealing Himself to us, that we might have a relationship with this Trinitarian God above everything else. If you're going to be thankful for one thing, it's that you know God and that you get to have a relationship with this God, and that He has brought you into His family, the family of God. He is the source of all other blessings. He is the fountain from which all blessings flow, and all glory belongs to Him. And you know, we just see in this text a wonderful lesson here about being thankful to the One from whom all blessings flow. We have this story of these 10 lepers. As Jesus is going to Jerusalem, He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And in this certain village, it tells us that there were these 10 lepers who had this horrible disease of leprosy. And it tells us that they cry out to Jesus in mercy. And we see that Jesus heals these 10 lepers of this leprosy. But we see in our text that only one of these lepers turns to give thanks for the One who had healed them. And so I just find in here a great lesson for myself, and I hope that it's a reminder to you that we need to be more thankful for the God who heals than the healing itself. We need to be more thankful for the God who gives than the gifts that He gives. Number one, I want to say this morning that if we're going to be thankful for God Himself above all else, we need to see ourselves as completely dependent upon the mercy of God. If you're going to be thankful for God Himself above all else, you need to see yourself, and I need to see myself, as completely dependent upon the mercy of God. If you don't see yourself as completely dependent upon God's mercy, if you don't see yourself as a wretch, then you'll never truly appreciate or be thankful for God Himself, which is what you need the most. You need it more than you need health. You need it more than you need family. You need it more than you need money. You need it more than you need anything else. You need God Himself. And if you don't have God Himself, then you have nothing. And I think that's something that we see here. Just an example of what we see here. As Jesus entered into this village, these men who are filled with leprosy, we know because of this disease of leprosy, they are outcast. We know that they have to be separated from everyone else. We know that they cannot be with their family. All that lepers can be with are with other lepers. And they are in a desperate condition. This disease is horrible. It is affecting their health, their livelihood. It is a horrible disease. It is a horrible thing to be plagued with. And we know that they had to be put outside of the camp, outside of the dwelling place of other people. And they were not allowed to come within a certain distance of people. And they were not allowed to fellowship and be with other people. And so they were in a very lonely place, a very desperate place. And we see in their plea, in their cry, we see that they realize that they lean wholly on the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ to heal them of this disease. It says that there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They had to stand afar off because they were not allowed to approach unto people. But that did not stop them because they were in this condition. It did not stop them from getting as close as they could and crying out at the top of their lungs. It says, verse 13, and they lifted up their voices, right? So yes, they were filled with leprosy. Yes, they were isolated. Yes, they were lonely, but that didn't stop them. They recognized their desperate condition. They recognized that Jesus was the one who could heal them. And so it says they lift up their voices and they cry out for mercy. Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. They threw themselves at the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what I see in this, brothers and sisters, is that if I'm going to be thankful for God Himself above all else, I must see myself as that same kind of condition. I must see myself because of sin as these lepers that are totally and completely dependent upon the mercy of God for anything and for everything. And that if I don't have mercy from God, then I don't have what I need. Do you see that today? Do you see yourself as completely dependent upon God's mercy each and every day? Mercy to be able to love your children. Mercy to be able to love your spouse. Mercy to be able to faithfully work. Mercy to be able to be a good example unto other people. Mercy to be a faithful steward of the finances that God has given you. We must realize how much we need and stand in need of God's mercy. And one of the reasons that we are not a very thankful people is because of this. We do not realize the desperateness of our sinful condition. America does not realize how sinful that it is. America does not realize how much that it needs the Lord and it needs the Word of God. Therefore, it is not a thankful nation. It is not a grateful nation anymore because it has turned its back on the one that it needs the most. And it has said to Him, we do not need you above all else anymore. We're thankful for all the blessings that you've given us. We're thankful for all the comforts that you've given us. But we don't need you anymore, God. And America will not turn, and America will not repent, and you will not, unless you realize the desperateness of your condition and how much that you need God above all else. And so if we're going to truly be thankful for God Himself, then we need to realize our dependency upon His mercy. You know, we have a tendency because of our sinful flesh to worship the creation more than we worship the Creator. To want the things that God blesses us with more than we want God Himself. And I see this oftentimes even in my own life. And we have to take a look at that, and we say, why is that? Why is it that maybe my happiness or my joy is dependent upon the blessings of God in my life, whether He's blessing me with health or whether He's blessing my relationships or whether He's blessing my work? And if God is blessing those things, then I'm happy and I'm satisfied and I'm joyful. But if my marriage is struggling, or if I've got things aren't going well at work, or if I'm suffering financially, then I'm not as joyful and I'm not as happy and I'm not as content. Why is that? Because we're allowing our happiness and our joy to be dependent upon the things that God has blessed us with rather than God Himself. And so if that's the case with you, or if it's the case with me, we need to take a look and examine ourselves and see if we're more thankful for the blessings of God than we are of the blessing of God Himself. And I think an example that we see of this that Paul makes very clear is in Romans chapter 1. You remember in Romans 1 where he's talking about the ungodliness of man and the unrighteousness of man. He says in verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them." God has revealed Himself to His creation. You can see it out there. You can see God in His creation. It's clearly made evident who God is. The eternal God in His power, as he goes on to say, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are" what? "Clearly seen." God has revealed Himself to all, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God has revealed Himself to all. Jesus would say that God has sent His rain on the just and the unjust. He causes the sun to come up and bring warmth and bring healing to all people. And all people can see this and experience. But not all people are thankful. And not all people rejoice in the God who sends the rain and the God who sends the sunshine. They're thankful for the rain and they're thankful for the sunshine and they're thankful for health and they're thankful for finances and they're thankful for relationships, but they are not grateful for the one who has given them these things. And this is what we tend to do. Verse 21, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God." Right? They didn't glorify the one that had revealed Himself. They weren't thankful to the one that sends the rain, the one that sends the sunshine. They glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Isn't it sad to see those who God has even blessed them naturally with so many things, but yet they are so depressed. They are so discouraged. They are not grateful. They are not thankful. They don't give any praise and blessing to God. because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And here's what we tend to do, if not for God's grace and mercy upon us in changing us. We change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. We worship the creation. We worship the things that God has blessed us with, and we don't worship the God who has given those things. That's sad. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And here's the conclusion, really. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. People who are not thankful for God Himself more than they are thankful for the things that He blesses, that's what they're doing. They're worshiping the creature more than the Creator. And we have got to be careful, even as God's children, that we don't do that. That we don't have that kind of same thought or attitude. Lord, I'm so thankful for all of these things that You've blessed me with. I'm so thankful for health. I'm so thankful for finances. I'm so thankful for the freedoms that we have here in this country. And all those things are wonderful. But make sure, most of all, you're thanking God for Himself. Thanking God that you know Him. Thanking God that He has revealed Himself to you. Thanking God for who He is. And when we have that kind of thankfulness and that kind of gratefulness, then we can be like a Job who, when all the natural things were taken away from him and he had nothing to be thankful for as far as natural things except for his own life being spared, and even we know that God allowed Satan to touch his own health, but yet he said, God gives and God takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. He was still thankful for God Himself. And he knew that God Himself could never be taken away. He says, though He kills me, yet will I trust in Him. That's someone who's thankful for God Himself above all else. And that's the kind of person I want to be, and that's the kind of person I think that Jesus is encouraging us to be in this text. These lepers realized their desperate condition. They realized that they were totally dependent upon the mercy of Jesus Christ to heal them. And we need to be the same. So are you looking at your own life, are you declaring to God your complete dependence upon His mercy for everything that you need and everything that He has provided? Secondly, I think if we're going to be thankful for God Himself above all else, not only do we need to see ourselves as completely dependent upon the mercy of God in Jesus Christ, but secondly, we also need to trust that His way is the best. To trust that His way is the best. You know, I find very interesting in this text that when these 10 lepers cry out, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us, it says in verse 14, and when He saw them, He said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. I'm sure that that's not what they were expecting or hoping that Jesus would say to them, right? Those that are crying out, have mercy upon us in our leprosy, right? Heal us of this terrible disease, this terrible condition. What they would want to hear is, be healed of your leprosy. Right? We know that Jesus did this before when the leper came to Him. The one single leper came to Him and he cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus said, well, do you believe? And he said, yes, I do believe you're able to heal me if you're willing. And Jesus says, I am willing. And he reached out and he touched him and he was healed. But you know, in this occasion, Jesus, when they cry out, have mercy upon us, he says, not be healed. But he says, go show yourself to the priest. Surely that was different than what they expected. And his way was different than the way that they had thought it that it was going to be. And just in thinking about this, sometimes we're not thankful like we should be. We're not thankful for God Himself above all else because things aren't going our way. Or things aren't going the way that we think that they should go. God has a different plan and a different way. And He's telling us, He's showing us, and He's asking us, trust that my way is the best way. And I think that's what He's telling them here. I'm telling you, go show yourself to the priest. You don't understand that? Okay? You want to be healed? I understand that. But my way is the best way. Trust me on this. Go show yourself unto the priest. Be obedient to what I'm telling you to do. Surrender to my will. Surrender to what I'm telling you to do. Are you trusting me? Are you trusting me? Are you going to be grateful no matter what happens? Whether I heal you or not? Are you going to obey what I ask you to do? Go show yourself to the priest. Now, I'm sure, you know, they wanted to be healed. I'm sure that they didn't understand what Jesus was saying. But I love that it tells us in the passage, and it came to pass that as they went, they obeyed what Jesus told them to do. They trusted that His way was the best way. And it says, as they went, they were cleansed. Hallelujah. Jesus can heal, He can save in many different kinds of ways. He's not limited to one way. In the other example, He reaches out and He touches the man with leprosy and He says, be healed. This time He says, go show yourself to the priest. And as they're obeying that and as they're going, they are healed. These 10 lepers are all healed of their leprosy. What amazing display of grace and mercy that Jesus showed. And brothers and sisters, as they all went, and as they all were cleansed of their leprosy, they should have all stopped, and they should have all realized what had happened. And they all should have turned back. Okay? This is going to be the point that Jesus makes. But nonetheless, we need to trust that His way is the best. And we need to ask this question. And I hope this is something that you can constantly be asking yourself. Because this is tied to our circumstances and how we can still be thankful even in the midst of terrible circumstances. This is how. Do not ask why God is doing this, but rather what He is trying to show you about Himself. Okay, let me say it again. Do not ask why God is doing this, but rather what He is trying to show you about Himself. I'm sure they wondered why. Why is He telling us to do this? Why didn't He just say, be healed of your leprosy? Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to go to the priest? We don't want to go to the priest. Now, Jesus had a reason for this, and we could get into that, but we're not going to. The point is, we don't need to ask why God is doing something, but what is He trying to teach us? And what is He trying to show us about Himself? Maybe it's sickness that He allows. Maybe it's a terminal disease that He allows. Maybe it's a loss of a job that He allows. Maybe it's a marriage that is struggling. Maybe it is a relationship that is going through a rough patch. What is God trying to show you about Himself? And that He is enough. And you need to trust His way and you need to trust Him. And if you can do that, you can be thankful even when you're going through trials. Even when you're going through things that you don't understand, you can be thankful because you're thankful for God Himself above your circumstances. So do not ask God why God is doing this, but rather what is He trying to show you about Himself? So many times I have missed this. And I pray God will help me to be better about asking this right away when I'm going through something like this. What are You trying to teach me? What are You trying to show me about Yourself? How have my eyes, how has my heart strayed from You? And this is Your loving hand trying to open up my eyes and trying to open up my heart that I might return to You. So number one, we need to see ourselves as completely dependent upon the mercy of God in Christ Jesus. Number two, we need to trust that His way is the best. And then thirdly, if we're going to be thankful for God Himself above all else, we must be truly grateful for Him. Truly grateful for Him, and I think be willing to give all praise and glory to Him to others. You know, this is the difference in our text between the nine that were healed and were going to the priest who didn't turn back and the one that turned back. It says in verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed. There's something in that, isn't it? He saw that he was healed. He recognized that he was healed. He was aware that he was healed and saw that what had happened. And it says, when he saw this, he turned back and with what? A loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving Him thanks. What we see in this of this one leper who turned back is that he was thankful for God Himself. He was thankful for Jesus Christ, the healer. He was thankful for His mercy, which He had shown him. More than, I think, even that he was thankful for being healed of leprosy. The others, no doubt, were thankful that they were healed of leprosy. I mean, they went rejoicing, I'm sure, praising God, but they didn't return and give thanks for the one who had healed them. So they were thankful for the blessing of being healed. But this one was thankful for the one who had healed him. Do you see the difference? Do you understand the difference? Do you understand that importance in your own life? That God wants you to be thankful for Him, the giver of all blessings, the sustainer of all things, the shepherd of the sheep, the shepherd of your soul, the one who watches over you day and night, the one who cares for you as a father cares for his children, the one who is there when you're hurting. And He stands beside you and He gives you the strength that you need. This is the one who we're to be thankful for. More than we're thankful for all the blessings that He has given us, we're to be thankful for Himself. It says that with a loud voice, He glorified God. He wasn't ashamed about who heard Him. He wasn't ashamed about what He was saying. He didn't care what other people thought. He wanted to glorify the one who had healed him. The one who had had mercy upon him. The one whom he was thankful for. And if we are truly thankful above God, above all else, we will be willing to raise our voices. We will be willing to tell others. We will not be ashamed of the one that we're thankful for above all else. So even in the midst of our pain, even in the midst of our trials, we will lift up our voices in praise and glory to God for who He is, because we're more thankful for Him than for the gifts that He gives or the gifts that He takes away. With a loud voice, glorified, magnified, lift up the name of God and fell down on His face at His feet, giving Him thanks. We show how truly thankful that we are by the praise that we give to the one who has blessed us. It's not just acknowledging that you're blessed. It's just not acknowledging, oh, I'm thankful for all these things, Lord. No, you glorify Him for who He is. You glorify Him for His mercy and His grace in your life, for revealing Himself to you, for caring for you, for choosing you. And Jesus points out He was a Samaritan. By the way, this was a Samaritan, the one who turned back. The people of God, you should be the most grateful people on the face of the earth. You should be the most thankful people on the face of the earth. We who have the words of God, we who have the Spirit of God, where are the nine? Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Did Jesus not heal 10 lepers? He did. He healed all 10 of them. Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine? Where are the other nine that I healed of leprosy who did not turn back, who were not thankful for the one who had healed them? He's making a point of this. They are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. Jesus is pointing out that the difference between this one Samaritan and the others was that this Samaritan, who saw that he was healed and turned back, who glorified God with a loud voice and fell down at the feet of Jesus Christ and thanked Him, that he was thankful for God Himself above all else, above the healing. And he realized that because of who God is and because of who Jesus Christ is as the fulfillment of God, he was worthy of Him returning and giving thanks. He was worthy of Him falling down before Him and worshiping Him. He was worthy of Him lifting up His voice to give praise and glory to God. Because He valued and treasured Him more than He valued the healing itself. So, brothers and sisters, my point is this. As you consider and think about all the things to be thankful for this week, be thankful for family. Be thankful for your children. Be thankful for all that God has blessed you with. Be thankful for this nation and country that you live in. Yes, pray for it, but be thankful for it. Be thankful for all the natural provisions that He has given you. And give God the glory for those things. Thank God for those things. And don't take those things for granted. Those are all blessings of God, which we don't deserve, but He has given them to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. But most of all, give and spend time giving thanks to God for God Himself. And that's what you need the most. And you are completely dependent upon Him. And you acknowledge His goodness in your life. You acknowledge His mercy in your life. That you are thankful for His mercy in your life. And that if He removes all other blessings in our life, that you will still praise Him. You will still glorify Him. You will still honor Him with your life. Because that's the thing that you're most thankful for is God Himself. Jesus Christ Himself. Today is our communion. And what we are thankful for in our communion service, we are thankful that Jesus Christ became man and that He lived a perfect life of obedience to the law of God for us. We are thankful that He suffered on a bloody cross. We're thankful that He rose again from the dead. But the thing that we are most thankful for is that He has revealed Himself to us and He has saved us and that He has given us Himself. And that you can have a relationship with Him and that you have communion with a holy God. That is what you need to give thanks for today. So instead of thinking so much about what you are thankful for, think about who you are thankful for. And that should be God Himself. God Himself.